Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into something that might sound a little technical at first, design tokens, but trust me, this is about way more than just code.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about creating designs that are consistent, adaptable, and frankly, just better.
Totally.
We've got two excerpts from a 2024 blog post
Okay.
and some technical notes by Yonatan Ben-Nahn of WW2A.
Interesting.
He actually uses design tokens on his own website. So
Oh, it's
we're
a
getting
lot.
a real-world perspective on how this all works.
And what's fascinating is how design tokens can solve a problem you've probably experienced firsthand. That frustration when a design just feels dot off. Maybe a button is the wrong shade of blue, or some text is spaced weirdly.
It's subtle.
It's subtle, but it throws the whole experience off.
Okay, so we've all been there.
Yeah.
But what I'm curious about is how design tokens actually fix this.
Oh,
It
yeah.
can't just be about swapping out hex codes for color names.
Right, it's much deeper than that. Design tokens go beyond just giving things names. They actually embed meaning into your code.
Okay.
Instead of, let's say, hard coding hashtag FF00s for a warning button, you'd use a token like color caution.
Oh, I see.
This makes your code incredibly readable.
Yeah.
And when you inevitably need to make changes,
Right.
you're not hunting down every instance of that specific red.
Okay.
You just update the token itself.
So it's like building a design system where everything is connected and makes sense, both visually and in the code.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this power really shines when you think about scenarios like rebranding or adapting to dark mode.
Oh, yeah. Those are big ones.
Can gives a great example using the CSS color mix function.
Okay.
Imagine defining your primary brand color and then using color mix to create all its variations, like slightly darker versions for hover states or dimmed versions for less important text. Then if the brand color changes, every single element using that color updates automatically.
Wait, so I could literally change my entire website's color palette
Yeah.
with just one line of code.
Potentially, yeah.
I'm picturing designers everywhere doing a happy dance right now.
Absolutely. And think about how this applies to things like seasonal themes or accessibility features. Instead of manually adjusting hundreds of elements, you just tweak a few design tokens and the entire design adapts seamlessly.
Okay, so we're talking consistency, ease of updates.
Right.
What else makes this approach so powerful?
Well, there's this concept in programming called DRY, don't repeat yourself.
Okay.
Design tokens embody this perfectly.
Got it.
Nahn shows how a complex block of CSS code for styling descriptions under images can be simplified to a single line at include desk text under.
Wow.
Imagine the time saved and the reduction in errors.
So instead of copying and pasting the same code over and over again,
Yeah.
you just call up this predefined token.
Exactly.
That sounds like a dream come true for anyone who's ever wrestled with a massive style sheet.
And this ability to abstract complex styling into reusable tokens becomes even more crucial when you think about maintaining consistency across different platforms. You know, websites, mobile apps, even things we haven't imagined yet.
And this is where things get really interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because how do you keep a design consistent when you're dealing with CSS for the web, Android XML, and iOS Swift? That sounds like a recipe for design chaos.
It could be. But design tokens provide that single source of truth. So whether you define a color as color primary in your design system, it translates seamlessly across all platforms, even though the underlying code might be completely different.
So it's like having a universal translator for design.
Yeah, you could say that.
You define it once and it just works everywhere.
That's the idea.
That's
It
incredible.
is pretty cool. Nahn even gives a concrete example of how a color token translates across CSS, Android XML, and iOS Swift. You get that unified look and feel without getting bogged down in platform-specific syntax. It's a game changer for large, multi-platform projects.
Okay, I'm starting to see the big picture here, but
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how Nahn actually puts this into practice.
Yeah.
Does he have some super secret system for organizing all these
It's
tokens?
actually quite logical. He breaks his color tokens down into three main categories: system color, system invert color, and brand color.
Makes sense.
System colors are for text and main UI elements.
Got it.
System invert colors, as the name suggests, are mostly used for backgrounds.
Yeah.
And brand colors are, well, for anything related to the brand.
Of course.
Then for each of those colors, he defines 5 states.
Mm-hmm.
Main, slight, dim, dis, and none.
So he's not just defining a color. He's thinking about all its possible variations and how it will be used in the design system.
Exactly.
That's impressive. And I bet that color mix function we talked about earlier comes in handy here.
You got it. It's a beautiful example of how these concepts work together.
Yeah.
He can create a whole spectrum of shades and tints just by adjusting the mix percentages,
mm-hmm.
ensuring a consistent look across the entire design.
It's like he's built a design symphony with every element playing its part in perfect harmony.
I like that.
And the cool thing is, this isn't just some theoretical concept.
Right.
Kanon's entire website is built using this approach.
Yes, and that's a key point.
Yeah.
Even though it's a relatively small project,
right.
he still uses design tokens for everything.
Yeah.
Colors, sizes, breakpoints, typography, even shadows.
Wow.
So it really shows that this isn't just for huge companies with massive design teams.
Right.
Design tokens can benefit any project, big or small.
All right. I am on board with this whole design token thing.
Great.
But there's one thing Non mentioned that I need to understand better. Theme editors.
Okay.
I have no idea what those are.
Yeah.
But they sound pretty amazing.
They really are. And they open up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah.
But we'll have to save that for part 2 of our deep dive.
Okay. All right. So before we dig into theme editors,
okay.
I want to quickly recap what we've learned about design tokens so far.
Sure.
It's like we're building this amazing design system where all the pieces are connected and make sense, not just visually, but in the code itself.
Exactly.
And the best part is this approach works for everything.
Right.
From colors to spacing to typography.
Get that.
And it even scales across different platforms.
Exactly. It's about creating a design language that's both beautiful and functional.
Yeah.
And theme editors take that to a whole new level.
Okay.
Imagine having this visual tool
okay.
where you can tweak your design tokens in real time
uh-huh.
and see the changes reflected instantly across your entire project.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Are we talking about something like those website builders where you can just drag and drop elements and change colors with the click?
Whoa.
Because that sounds way too good to be true.
It's not drag and drop.
Okay.
But the core idea is similar. Theme editors give you a visual way to interact with your design tokens.
Gotcha.
Think of it like having a control panel for your design system.
Okay.
You might have sliders for adjusting color values.
Uh-huh.
Drop-down menus for selecting font styles.
Okay.
Or even input fields for defining spacing units.
Okay, that's starting to make sense.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still a bit fuzzy on how this actually works in practice.
Sure.
Could you walk me through a hypothetical scenario?
Sure. Let's say you're working on a website that needs to have both a light and dark mode.
Okay.
With a theme editor, your designer could simply toggle a switch to switch between the two themes.
So like a light switch?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The theme editor would then update all the relevant design tokens, like background colors, text colors, and even subtle things like shadow intensity. The developer wouldn't have to touch a single line of code.
So the designer can essentially control the entire look and feel of the website just by playing around with these sliders and toggles?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
But what about more complex scenarios?
Yeah.
Like, what if we wanted to create a seasonal theme for the holidays?
That's where things get really exciting.
Okay.
With a well-structured design token system,
mm-hmm.
you could have a set of tokens specifically for your holiday theme.
Okay.
Maybe you introduce a new color palette,
right.
adjust some font sizes for festive headings, or even add a subtle snow animation.
Oh, that would be cool.
The theme editor would allow you to activate these holiday tokens with a single click, transforming your entire website into a winter wonderland.
So it's not just about switching between predefined themes.
Right.
It's about having this incredible level of control over every aspect of your design.
It is, yeah.
And I imagine this could be a game changer for collaboration between designers and developers, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Designers can experiment with different visual styles within the theme editor.
Okay.
While developers can focus on building the underlying functionality.
Right.
The design tokens act as a bridge between the two, ensuring that everyone is speaking the same language.
It's like they finally have this shared understanding of the design system
yeah.
without getting lost in translation.
Exactly.
But let's shift gears for a moment. Oh, we've talked a lot about the technical benefits of design tokens and theme editors.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture?
Right.
How does all of this translate into a better experience for the end users?
That's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the impact is significant.
Okay.
When you have a consistent design system powered by design tokens, you create a more cohesive and intuitive experience for your users.
Okay.
Everything from the colors to the typography to the spacing works together harmoniously, creating a sense of familiarity and trust.
It's like walking into a well-designed room where everything just feels right.
Exactly.
You don't necessarily notice all the individual elements, but you feel a sense of calm and comfort.
Exactly. And this consistency extends beyond just aesthetics. It also impacts things like usability and accessibility.
Oh, interesting.
For example, by using design tokens to manage your color contrast ratios, you can ensure that your website is accessible to people with visual impairments.
So it's not just about making things look pretty.
Right.
It's about creating a more inclusive and user-friendly experience for everyone.
Exactly.
And that's something I can definitely get behind.
And remember that adaptability we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Design tokens allow you to tailor your designs to different contexts and preferences.
Okay.
Maybe you have a user who prefers a larger font size or a darker color scheme.
Right.
With a well-designed theme editor, they could easily adjust these settings to personalize their experience.
So it's about empowering users to create an experience that works best for them.
Yeah.
That's a powerful concept.
It is.
But before we go too far down the rabbit hole of personalization, I want to circle back to something Non mentioned. He talked about how he applies design tokens not just to visual elements like colors and fonts, but also to things like spacing and even shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Of course. Design tokens are incredibly versatile.
Okay.
You can use them to manage any aspect of your design system that can be expressed as a variable.
Okay.
So instead of hard coding margin and padding values throughout your code, you could have design tokens like space small, space medium, and space large.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So instead of having these random numbers scattered throughout my style sheets, I could have a clear system for managing my spacing.
Exactly.
But what's the real advantage of doing things that way?
Well, for one, it makes your code much more readable and maintainable.
Okay.
Imagine trying to debug a layout issue where you have dozens of different margin and padding values sprinkled throughout your code.
Ugh, yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
With design tokens, you can quickly see which spacing units are being used and how they relate to each other.
So it's like having a map of your design system.
Yeah.
Where you can clearly see how all the pieces fit together.
Exactly.
That sounds incredibly helpful for anyone who's ever had to dig through a messy code base.
And it's not just about organization.
Okay.
Design tokens also make it much easier to make global changes to your design system.
All right.
Let's say you decide to increase the overall spacing in your design to improve readability.
Okay.
With design tokens, you could simply update the values of your space tokens, and those changes would cascade throughout your entire project.
That's so much more efficient than manually adjusting hundreds of margin and padding values.
It is.
And it ensures that your design stays consistent across all your different components and pages.
Precisely. And this principle applies to any aspect of your design that you can tokenize.
Wow.
Shadows, border radiuses, animation speeds, you name it.
That's a lot.
By capturing these values as tokens, you create a system that's both flexible and robust.
This is blowing my mind. It's like we're not just designing individual elements anymore.
Right.
We're creating this entire design universe where everything is connected and meaningful.
I like that analogy.
But I'm curious, how does this approach scale?
Okay.
Is it only practical for large projects with dedicated design systems teams?
That's a great question, and the answer is a resounding no.
Really?
Design tokens can benefit projects of any size.
Okay.
Even if you're working on a personal website or a small web app.
Okay.
Using design tokens can help you establish a clear design language.
Right.
And make future updates a breeze.
So it's like having a mini design system for your personal project.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome.
It is.
But I'm imagining that as a project grows,
the
number of design tokens can get pretty overwhelming, right?
Yeah, it can.
How do you keep track of it all?
That's where good organization and documentation come into play.
Okay.
There are tools and frameworks that can help you manage your design tokens and ensure that they're well-defined and easy to understand.
Gotcha.
It's like having a dictionary for your design language,
right,
where each token has a clear definition and purpose.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not just about creating the tokens.
No.
It's about creating a system for managing them.
Yeah.
And making them accessible to everyone on the team.
Exactly.
But I have one more question before we move on to part three.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the technical side of design tokens.
We have.
But what about the human side?
Why?
How do you get designers and developers to embrace this approach and actually use it effectively?
That's a crucial question, and it boils down to communication and collaboration.
Okay.
Design tokens are most effective when they're created and used collaboratively by both designers and developers.
Gotcha.
It's not about one team dictating to the other.
Okay.
It's about working together to create a system that everyone understands and benefits from.
So it's about fostering a culture of shared ownership and understanding.
Exactly.
That's a great point. And it leads perfectly into what we'll be discussing in part three. All right. Welcome back. I feel like we've just scratched the surface of what's possible with design tokens.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more we could go into.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
It's important to address the so what factor.
Right.
We've talked about all these technical advantages,
mm-hmm.
but how does this actually impact the people involved in creating digital products?
Yeah.
And ultimately, the end users.
That's a great point. Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the nuts and bolts.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's about creating a better experience for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's start with designers.
Okay.
Design tokens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Free them from tedious manual updates and inconsistencies.
Right.
Imagine being able to experiment with different color palettes or typography styles without having to worry about breaking the design system.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It's like having a safety net so mm-hmm. designers can take more risks and push their creativity further.
And I imagine developers are pretty happy about this approach too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Design tokens provide a clear, concise way to communicate design intent.
Right.
Instead of deciphering ambiguous design specs or hunting down hex codes,
yeah.
developers have a single source of truth that's easy to understand and use.
So it's not just about making things look pretty. It's about improving the entire design and development workflow.
Right. It's about efficiency.
And that ultimately benefits everyone,
yeah.
including the people who actually use the product.
Precisely. And when you have a consistent design system
yeah.
powered by design tokens,
right.
you create a more cohesive and intuitive experience
right.
for your users.
Yep.
Everything just feels more polished and professional,
yeah.
which builds trust and credibility.
It's like when you walk into a well-designed store.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily notice all the individual details, but you get a sense that this is a brand that cares about its customers.
Exactly. And this consistency goes beyond just aesthetics.
Okay.
It also improves usability and accessibility.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For example, using design tokens to manage color contrast ratios
mm-hmm.
can make your website or app accessible to people with visual impairments.
So it's about creating a more inclusive and equitable experience for everyone.
Yes. Exactly.
And with the growing emphasis on personalization,
mm-hmm.
I bet design tokens can play a role there too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Design tokens make it easier to create personalized experiences without sacrificing consistency.
Right.
Imagine a user who prefers a larger font size or a darker color scheme.
Yeah.
With a well-designed theme editor, they could easily adjust these settings to tailor the experience to their needs.
So it's about giving users more control without compromising the integrity of the design system.
Exactly.
That's really powerful. I think this deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It really has.
Yeah.
But remember, this is just the beginning of the journey.
Right.
As design systems continue to evolve, the role of design tokens will become even more crucial.
Well, I'm excited to see where this all goes.
Me too.
And for all of you listening out there, I encourage you to explore the world of design tokens and see how they can transform your own design and development workflows.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Who knows? Maybe you'll discover something amazing that we haven't even thought of yet.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's a constantly evolving field with endless possibilities.
And that concludes our deep dive on design tokens.
Great talking about this with you.
We hope you found this exploration insightful and inspiring.
I did.
Remember, it's not just about the technical details.
Yeah.
It's about creating a better experience for everyone involved.
For sure.
Keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with design.